Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. If we claim to be sinless, we're self-deceived and strangers to the truth. If we confess our sins, he is just and may be trusted to forgive our sins and cleanse us from every kind of wrong. Let us together confess our sins. Almighty God, our Father, we have sinned against you and one another in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to correct what we are and direct what we shall be through Jesus Christ our Lord. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's mercy never ends. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven, thanks be to God. Grant to us, your people, that we may love what you command and desire what you promise, that whatever changes life may bring, our hearts may be fixed on you, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, as your church, help us to love each other more and more, and that others would know that we're your disciples through that love. Let us grow in our faith and trust that you will provide both people and for the practicalities of the church buildings. Make us a people that are bound together by your Spirit. Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're now going to continue in prayer for a couple of things. Father, we ask that you'll grow our church and especially the youth in and around it. Let them know your love and want to gather with your people to learn more about you. Use all the contacts they have with Christians to let them see something of your kingdom and your love, so that those who know you will grow in you, and that those who do not are called into your kingdom. In particular, use the SRE lessons in school to call the youth to your kingdom, so that they want to be a part of your people. We ask for Tanya that you would help her to communicate you and your love to the missionary kids, as well as the local kids that she speaks and teaches. Be with her in that, and just work in the school that she's currently working at and looking to go to, so that people would come to Jesus, but they'd be committed to him for their lives. And Father, We also think of the people in Burma in these difficult times. Place your hand on the situation there, and in particular on your church. Give our brothers and sisters wisdom of what to say and to who, so that they can grow your kingdom and witness to it at this time. Let them know your peace and joy amidst all the troubles that there are there. And let that peace and joy communicate your kingdom. Also, be working in the refugee camps on the border, letting your name be known. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.